Blog Talk Radio.
I'm sorry I couldn't get on there yesterday. Looks like we're starting now. All right, Derek, I'm going to go ahead and make some announcements, so just hang in here with me, and we don't have anybody else on yet. So, well, folks, this is welcome to the Hope Talk Radio Show. We're sponsored by Optimize My Life and others, and we're going to be talking about family values today and how the Hope Collection helps families, and that's what it's all about. We're all about giving of ourselves and our resources to help people. And our motto is helping people by helping them to help other people. It's a pay it forward philosophy, and it works. I've been doing this for a long time, and I know it works. And many others on our team have been doing the same thing. Ron Clayton and Mary and Chris and others. Captain Len Kane on Fridays. He's a co-host with Ron Clayton, and many others that work and to do the right thing for the right reasons. And because that's what we all feel that the good Lord wants us to do. So we're going to be talking about families, and we hope that that you will find something that interests you in this, or we can help you, because that's what we want to do. We want to help you. So my name is Bob Oakley, and I'm your host on Thursdays. Unless I get tied up and can't do it, can't make it. I think last week Mary did the show for me, and that's how we work. We are a team. We work together. If one is can't make the show, then we'll bring in someone else. So I see we have a couple of guests on here. We have my friend from Tennessee, Derek, and hi, Derek.
How are you doing today?
I'm doing great, thank you. I know you're doing a lot of things, Derek, and we'll be talking about some of those. And I see we have, it looks to me like Kurt is on. Are you on today, Kurt?
Yes, I am. How are you doing, guys?
Good. Welcome. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
And Kurt is also a host on the show, and I see Mary's with us also. And we expect that we'll be hearing some good things from Mary, because she's always got something to add on projects that she's involved with. And how you doing today, Mary?
Good. How about you?
Oh, I'm doing great, thank you. Like Dr. Joel Griffin used to always say, I'm off the charts.
Off the charts.
On the high end, not the low end.
I remember he said that. Oh, every time we talk to him, I'm off the charts. I remember him saying that so many times. I love the fun. He had really good fun.
Yeah. And of course, we have my friend Derek on here also. Derek, tell them what you did this morning.
I sent out some more hope cards on Instagram.
Great, Derek. Derek is he does that every day. He sends out some hope cards, or he gives them out, whatever a situation is at that time. And he's getting responses from some of those. So he's doing the right things, and he's doing it for the right reasons. Right, Derek?
Yeah.
Why are you doing it, Derek? Why are you doing it?
I want to help people.
Yeah, and just giving them a hope card is giving them an opening to an opportunity. Opportunities that we can help them, and part of that opportunity is you. You can share with them what you know about the whole program and what you're doing, and then you can also open them to people like Ron Clayton and myself and Mary and Kurt and any others that are on the team helping people. So it's a team effort. We can't possibly do everything because we don't have all the skills that we need. Go ahead.
I'd like to get Mary and John Clayton talk together someday.
Yeah, we will. Mary, did you hear that?
I did.
Yeah, we want to get you two guys together. What's your schedule look like later this afternoon? Or this evening?
I am open, and
you okay,
Bob?
I'm gonna try to reach John and see if John's available, and then maybe I'll connect him up together with you.
Okay.
Okay.
After the show, can you send me your email address?
Sure. I'm not receiving emails right now because my whole system is fully loaded, and so I got to get that fixed in the next couple of days, and then I'll be able to receive emails again.
Okay, it's just I redid the layout and the way it looks for the radio show. It's in a spreadsheet in Google, so you can go in and look at it. You can see what's going on with the radio show and other shows, and then the phone number lists and stuff like that.
Yeah. Okay. That sounds good. I'll get that taken care of, and I'll let you know within the next couple of days. So, Kurt, what's on your mind today?
Nothing. I'm taking a course in adolescent talkmark teenage mental health session. And I'm almost finished with the course, and I want to be certified in teenage and young adult coaching when I get the certification, which should be in the next couple of weeks.
Great. Now, who's this course for? Who's the course for?
I'm going to extend my services into young adults and also teenagers, and I will be counseling them and also mentoring them the issues they are facing.
Great. I used to teach the GED program to inmates in the prison. And it was very well received by a lot of them, but some of them they had been so filled up in their mind with drugs that they were not able to comprehend, especially the math portion of it, but it was good in a way because it was helping some of them, but others it was not. But and some of them didn't care. You know, they were just there to fill in the day, you know, fill in a couple hours of their day, you know. And but I enjoyed it a lot because there were some people that I could help. And a lot of them had family issues that they were dealing with, because being in prison, they just couldn't be in contact with their families like they wanted to be. If they were at home, you know, so it was very hard for them for that reason. And they were very, very ashamed at what they did, and they wanted to change and wanted to. Many of them did, many of them didn't. You know, because some of them were going in and out like through a revolving door. You know, so it was. They were like almost like career convicts, and they had a lot of friends in there with them that they had known for years, and they were making friendships with them. So they missed their friends while they were gone. It was a very interesting experience, you know, finding out what was going on in their minds, you know.
Yeah, I had an opportunity to go to state prison right down the road from here to minister to the prisoners, teach them about Jesus and then show them to Jesus. And, I never took the training. The state required you take the training before you even went in there. But we used to visit them during the afternoon.
Right.
The fence, and we read Bible verses to them. And a couple of ministers went in there and saved them. And it was a very cheerful moment for everybody to just seeing them, because they're reaching out to something better in their lives, and that's what you're doing.
Yep.
You're teaching, you're reaching out to these people that think they're desperate, and you're showing them there is hope, and that's what you're doing. And that's what we should do.
Yep.
We should hope and kindness, and
absolutely. Show them that there's a better way. There's a better way in life than what they're doing, and that there is help for them to have a better life. And that's what we do through the Hope Collection too. I was doing the prison ministry long before before we got involved in the Hope Collection.
So,
so it was a great experience for me and for them, I think, because some of them responded very well.
Yeah. I think we had a good, we had like maybe 30 prisoners come to the Lord within like a 6-month period. So, which was great.
So Mary, what's on your mind today?
I have a big announcement to make. Two of them, actually.
Yeah.
Good.
Exciting.
All right. So during my show next Wednesday, Gavin Jones, Ron Clayton's going to do an interview and talk to him about what is he's up to and welcoming him into the Hope Collection.
Great.
And then next Monday at 9:30 Eastern, we are launching part two of the weekly radio show. We're going to launch a night radio show for families and teens and other individuals that can't make it on the show during the day.
Excellent. And that's coming up on Monday, you said?
On Monday.
Wow. That's awesome.
And then on Wednesdays and Thursdays, it will be a teen call-in line. This is why Kurt's working on getting his certifications, because we'll be a resource for teens who are struggling with bullying, self-esteem, whatever they're struggling with in life. They'll have an opportunity to call in and be anonymous and be able to talk about their problems and give them some references and ideas on how to help them.
Wow, that's great. Now, that what time on will those be at the radio show, or we're going to do those on a separate time?
It's a separate time. It's going to be our own radio show. And it's at 9:30 Eastern. The call-in number is the same. Everything's the same. It's just another time zone or time at night.
9:30 p.m. 9:30 p.m.
Correct.
Excellent. That is excellent progress.
Yeah.
Great. Way to go. And I was just thinking about some of the things that in my family, some of the involvement I've had this week and in the next couple of weeks, we're doing a lot of things together. We've had a little get together on my wife recently got her driver's license, finally. We've been working on that for about a year, and then I helped her with, and I got her connected to an online program where she could take study the test, and there were 250 questions on there, and after using it for a couple of weeks, she only missed 5 of the questions, so we felt very good about that. So she went and took the test and she passed it. With flying colors, as a matter of fact. She got 49 out of 50 of them right. So I was telling her she was an expert, you know. Anyway, and then with my son, we've been doing some things. He's rebuilding one of his properties that he owns, and I've been helping him with that, doing a lot of work outside while the weather is still warm enough to work outside. And So we've been working on that together, and on November the 4th, my daughter Heather, who is involved in the program, and she's an attorney also, but her and I and my son Randy, we're planning a trip out to St. Louis, Missouri, and Illinois to visit family and friends and to check out my farm that I own out there. So we're doing a lot of things together as a family, and I think that's very important. I think it's very important for the family to be involved in doing things. Oh, the other thing I was going to mention about my wife, we had about a year ago, we had filed paperwork for her to get permanent residency here in the United States through the immigration, and she received her acceptance on that this past week. So, and I helped her a lot with that also, because there's just so many papers that you have to fill out, but she got it. She got through it, and it was like a 4 or 5 phase process, and she got accepted, and she got a card now that she can do a lot of things that she couldn't do before, including getting her Social Security card. So we've been making progress and working together, and that's the kind of things that every family has some of those kinds of things that they're doing, whether they're an immigrant or whether they're a natural citizen in the United States that was born here, like I was. But you always have a lot of other things that you can work together on. My former wife called me, and she had some things that needed to be taken care of on her taxes. And I have always done her taxes for probably 40 years, hers and mine together. But she got a letter, and she needed to answer it, and so I helped her with that. So there's always a lot of things to do, especially if you have a large family like I do. But even if you don't have a large family, if you have one child or two children or whatever, there's always things to do, always things come up, And you can not only learn from doing things helping your own family, but you can learn things that you can help others with. And that's what the Hope Collection is all about, is using our education and our skills that we have to help other people, and using the websites that we have also to help people and to help them in any way they need, whether it's in education or certifications, or whether it's in housing, or whether it's in health and wellness, or clean air and water, spiritual things that they need help in, family things that they need help in, whatever it is. We have the ability to help them in those areas. Sometimes it's hard for people to understand why we would want to help them. And I know Derek is having some issues with that. You know, that people don't understand why do you want to give me a Hope card? Why do you want me to? Why do you want to help me? You know, and so I've been working on with him on that, in trying to help him to better understand that, that we're merely offering them an opportunity, and we're offering ourselves to help them, because we find that there are so many people that do need help, and they don't know how to get started, or they don't know what questions to ask. So we're helping them in those areas also. That, I know that makes sense to you, Mary, and you too, Kurt, because you guys are involved in it every day. Does that make sense?
Yes,
it does. And, you know, the big thing is, you know, one of our big missions, and even part of the, you know, big part of the mission of the Hope Collection, is seeing outside yourself and seeing the world in a whole.
Yes. there are other issues in other people's lives that are sometimes many, many times bigger than what we have issues in, you know. So, yes, absolutely. We need to step out of our box life and get out and help other people. I find that most people are open to that. There'll be a few that say, well, I'm doing okay in my life. I don't need any help right now. So, okay, well, you got my number. Give me a call if you need help on anything. You know? So it's really, I get a lot of personal satisfaction out of helping somebody. When I see the smile on their face and their appreciation that they have for helping them, And it just makes a lot of sense, because I know that that's what the good Lord wants us to do, because He tells us to love Him and love His people and help them in any way they need it, and so that's what we're doing. Each one of us is doing that in different ways, of course, and in different fields, and using different skills, because that's why we have a team. Because we can't do everything ourselves, because we don't have the skills to do it. But if we don't have the skills, we bring in somebody that does have the skills. So Derek brought in a guy named Gavin to the Hope Collection, and we got him interested in getting involved. And he when he heard about the radio show. I'm sorry, about the travel business from Ron Clayton. He said, I think I'd like to do that. Well, then Ron kind of took over and is helping him to get connected up with the Hope Collection and to work with the travel business and start his own travel business. So that's how it works, folks. And those of you that are listening on the internet, we're talking about these things so that we can help you to understand what we're all about and what we're doing. So, I see
can
we
I,
have
can
another
I,
guest
can
on
please,
here.
Can,
I'm not
you,
sure who this is. I'm not sure who this is. It's a 559. Number 559-396. Would you announce yourself, whoever you are?
Hello, my name is Overton. I'm listening. I just wanted to ask that anybody in the background, can you mute themselves? I can hear you very clearly underneath.
It was me. I'm sorry. I opened the fridge and my kids piled things and everything fell out at me. I was getting a glass, a bottle of water.
That's great. Right, I apologize.
So what do you do? Where are you from?
My name is Overton. I'm a close friend of Mary. She invited me to the radio show, and I've been tuning in ever since.
Great.
I work in financial services consulting, and I'm a certified life agent in the state of California.
Oh, great. Me too. But I'm not in California. I'm in New Jersey. But that's great. You know, when I talk to people about life coaching, I kind of sometimes get mixed reactions. Some of them will say, well, what's that? And then some of them will say, oh, you're a life coach? I'd like to do that. You know, so, but I find that those that want to help people using life coach, they find it very effective in their life, and it helps them a lot. It's always to have someone else to talk to, and to give you suggestions, and to ask you questions about your life, so that they can understand how they can help you So how long you been doing that, Overton?
Going on nearly 2 years now.
3 years?
2 years.
Oh, that's great. That's great. And you enjoy doing that with people?
No, I enjoy speaking with people, hearing the things that bother them, like, for example, people are really stressed out with the way things are happening nowadays, you know, with gas prices, everything else, stressing them out. And so I offer them suggestions on how to better prepare themselves for in case of emergencies.
That's great. Well, I have a friend of mine. His name is Derek, and he's already helping out on working on the Hope Collection. And one of his goals is to become a certified life coach. And so I've been teaching him for several years now to learn different techniques and to work how to ask the right questions to people. To peel the onion and to find out what the real issue is in their life that they need help in. Because a lot of times, in fact, most of the time, people don't really know what the real issue is what the problem is.
Hello, sir.
How are you?
I'm doing good.
Where are you from?
I'm from California.
California?
Wow. Yeah. Well, there's a lot of people that need help in California, I tell you that.
Thank you.
So,
yeah.
I think you would agree with that, right?
Yeah. Yes, it was.
Wow, that's great. That's great, Overton. And you're a friend of Mary's?
Yes, I am.
Oh, great, great. Well, I tell you what, you got a great friend there. She is a wonderful woman, and is doing so many things in so many different areas to help people, and that is tremendous. Mary, you got anything else you want to talk about?
Sure. Give me 2 seconds. There we go. Sorry, I was updating stuff for the radio show. You know, we got into a good conversation yesterday about know, people not being able to say no, how they overdo themselves trying to be the pleaser, to be the happy one, to always do everything for everybody else and not looking at things from a different perspective and being able to say no.
Yep. Yeah, that's something that I've talked to people about a lot, is being able to not over overbook yourself. That's not the right word, but that's a word we can use, and be careful that you don't overcommit. That's what I meant to say. Overcommit. Because you get, if you can't follow through on the things that you commit to, then you can get into a depressed mode yourself, and so we just have to be very careful with that. Thanks for bringing that up, Mary. That was a great point.
You know, you're talking about helping everybody out, you know, and so many people, they get the misconception. Helping somebody out is some big, elaborate act. When it's something as simple as just opening the door at the store or helping somebody pick something up or reaching something in an aisle in the grocery store. And so many people just keep this cycle going where they get so overwhelmed because they say, people come to you to get help because they know you're not going to say no.
Yeah. There's a lot of simple little things that we can do, like saying hello to somebody when you see them, whether it's in a store or whether it's wherever it is, a restaurant, and shaking hands with people, and that gives them a feeling of that they're appreciated, you know, and police officers and military people. I always hold my hand out and shake hand with them and thank them for serving their community or serving their country. And it's just a little thing, but it means a lot to that person. And it's a tremendous act of kindness to do that to people. And I know Captain Lynn Kane has started that kindness program. It's made me think a lot more about that also, about being kind to people. And that means being kind to your family as well as other people, especially your family and your spouses and your siblings and so forth. I'm going to be visiting, when we go out to St. Louis in November, I'm going to be visiting my brother and some of my other family members out there in that area. Because I'm formerly from that area, and that's where my farm is located, and it just does good for me to do that maybe once a year, to keep in touch with them and to let them know that if there's anything that they need help with, I can help them with that also. So at least give it a shot, you know, So anyway, just so many different things that we can do to help people. And like you said, even little things, not necessarily big things, even little things. I used to, my older brother has passed away, but I used to help him with his taxes because the man that was doing his taxes was not willing to take a risk on anything regarding taxes to reduce the amount of taxes. We have a responsibility to pay more taxes, not less taxes, more taxes. So I'm of the opposite. I feel that I want to pay my share and I want to pay what's legal. But I don't want to pay more than what I have to, so anyway, I've always done my own income taxes for both my businesses and my personal life, and I was helping my brother for a couple of years, And he didn't realize some of the things that he could do and some of the money that he would get back. And then he was able to invest that money. So I taught him how to do that, how to get a return from his income tax, and then invest that money, which helped him. So that's some areas that I think we can all help people in many 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 different ways. They don't have to be a great big thing, but they can be just something that we can do to help them in some personal way. Kurt, I think you were going to say something, weren't you?
No, I was just listening.
Oh, okay. Well, you can say something if you want to.
You know.
But I would like to say that's awesome. You know, people really need help nowadays, and every bit counts, right?
Yes.
You never know.
That's right. And it's like I said earlier, we have to be willing to ask people questions, and then just sit there and listen to what their response is to that, and be a good listener. That's very important in coaching people, I believe. And I've learned that over the years from my working with my children. By the way, I have 11 children. I had 9, and then when I got married again to this young lady, she had 2 children, so they're now my children as well. I just got a note from one of them this morning thanking me. She lives in Colombia, South America, this young lady does. And she said, Bob, thank you. Thank you so much for loving my mother, and thank you for helping her in all the ways that you help her. Well, that just gave me a wonderful feeling in my heart, in my mind, that it was what I call a cycle of appreciation, where people show you that they appreciate what you do for them. And I know that Mary, you and Kurt have both have experienced that, and Derek is experiencing it also, and he's not yet a life coach, but he will be. He will be. He's working on it. I'm just excited to do what I'm doing. The good Lord has put me in a position where I can help people, and that's what I appreciate.
I think sometimes some people are so shocked about act of kindness that they're like, oh my God, what are you doing that for? You know, because they're so brainwashing society that society is so evil, which is not. No.
Right.
There's so many kind people out there that don't have to notice that they deserve. And through the Hope Collection, I think we as life coaches and people who want to become life coaches, we have to spread that act of kindness to people. And you know, with Glenn Kane, Mary and her daughter, that is such an awesome program. It's gonna be a revelation in schools. It really is. Because once you teach a child the act of kindness, it will spread like wildfire in the field.
Yep.
It really truly is. And
well, you know, everything. Go ahead, Kurt.
I'm really, really proud of being a member of Hope and becoming a life coach. And Joel Griffin encouraged me to become a life coach. And I'm really happy I did that. Now I can spread the word of kindness and help people that need help.
And, yep, that's right.
You know, are we the team for one? I don't know. But, you know, it does take passion and compassion to help people, and you have to be a very good listener to do that.
Yep.
That's one thing you need to do is listen. Don't talk, just listen to people.
Yep.
Because nobody listens to them. They just, nobody listens to them at
all. You know, so many of us were blessed with knowing Joel Griffin and experiencing his how he was helping people all the time, I had the same experience that you had. Joel encouraged me to become a life coach, and I didn't have any idea to do that or any expectation that was going to be something I wanted to do. But I love it once I did it, and I did it a long time ago, maybe 15 to 20 years ago I did it, because I've been coaching all my life. I've been coaching all my children all my life, I learned a lot by doing that, just by coaching my children and helping them through everything in their life. In their education and in their getting jobs and in their relationships with people and so forth. It was a good thing for me to do in my life, because I was a father, but it was also, it's good for all the people that we're working with over the years, that we have that certification that we can use wisely and help other people, and help them to help other people. Makes a lot of sense. Does make a lot of sense.
But I know. It does make a lot of sense. I really truly agree. A lot of people are chosen by God to help other people. I am really truly believe that, and so this is what God wanted me to do. After I retired, I've been mentoring people and coaching people and talking to people for very long time. Then I got certified, and I turned that into my life passion, becoming a counselor or a social worker. But I always wanted to become a counselor, and this life coaching has opened that opportunity for me. And after I retired last year, I went 100% into life coaching in January, and that's where I met Mary. And it's just a whirlwind of excitement, because I never thought I would be a radio host. Now I'm a radio host, you know, but I don't want to take most of the show up, but we as people in the Hope Collective have to be very compassionate and passionate to other people, what they need, and you need to be a very good listener.
Yep. You know, when I was a young man, a young boy growing up, my father always tried to teach us boys, and there was three boys in my family. I have two brothers, an older one and a younger one, but he was always teaching us something, and I learned about electricity, how to wire houses, and how to wire barns and things like that on the farm. And I learned about that by him showing me and working with him. And I learned about hunting for game and fishing, all of those things I learned from my dad, and how to repair things, how to repair tractors and trucks and cars, all that kind of stuff I learned from my dad. And I think about that. Two of my sons now are contractors, And I did the same thing with them because my dad did it with me. I taught them how to develop a business. I taught them how to get customers and how to treat customers, because it's very important. I've always said to all of my children, I said, give people more than what they expect from you. In other words, my son's in the construction business. I said, always do something extra for people that's not on the contract, because they appreciate that so much, and they're going to call you back, and they're going to tell their friends about it. And that's why my two sons who are contractors, why they are very successful in their businesses, because they followed that rule. And they've done hard work for the people, and tried to always meet the deadlines for the people, and also to not overcharge people and do the best job possible for the people, and those are some of the things that I worked with my sons on, and all my children, I've always told them, you can do anything that you want to do as long as you are willing to put out the effort to do it, as long as you're willing to focus on that. If you want to be a doctor, you can be a doctor if you just focus on it. And if you want to be an attorney, you can do that. If you want to have your own business, you can do that. If you want to be a scientist, you can do that. And so I've always told them those things. And I think that's so important for a parent, too, is to encourage your children to focus on something that they really want to do in their life, and then focus on that. Does that make sense, guys?
It does.
Yes, it does.
I was always told,
it does.
You know, to go the extra mile is the phrase we always grew up with.
Right, right. Yep, always be willing to put out the effort that it takes to do what you want to do.
Always do your best, the best that you can be. That's what I was told.
Amen. Yep. That's absolutely right. And we tell other people that as well, not only our immediate family and anybody we're working with. Sometimes people don't realize how hard it is to accomplish something. So you have to tell them, look, it's going to take some effort. If you want to go to college, it's going to take at least 4 years of effort to do that, to accomplish a bachelor's degree. and if you want to be a doctor, it's going to take many, many more years. My son Mike, who's a medical doctor, he went to college for seven years, and he served an internship in a hospital, a very, very famous hospital here in New York. And it just takes effort. It takes a lot of effort, and it takes focus, and it takes energy, and it takes money, but it can be done if a person really wants to do it. Right?
That's
it
exactly
does.
Right.
It takes a lot of work.
Yeah.
I found.
But yeah. Go ahead, Kurt.
No, I find that when I got certified as a life coach, that's when the work began. That's when the research began.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
I mean, just because you have a certificate on your wall saying you're a life coach doesn't mean you are. Electric. You have to do the research into case studies of people and you know, the language and the whole everything associated with life coach. You still have to learn, just like a medical doctor has to learn his skill.
Absolutely.
I'm still learning to be a life coach. Just because I have that piece of paper doesn't mean I am an expert at life coach. I still have to do a lot of schooling. I still have to do two make yourself
absolutely
better.
Yeah. And do research sometimes to find out things that you're trying to help this person with. You know, that's very important too.
Right.
It's doing
yeah
research. And I do that all the time, especially in health and wellness issues. I do a lot of research, and I do ask a lot of questions from so-called experts and doctors and so forth.
Yeah.
I had a situation
yeah
with my mother. My mother was in her late 1980s, 1980s, in her 80s, high 80s.
Mm-hmm.
And she was taking on so many medications. I couldn't believe it. All these doctors have given her all those different medications to take. And so I was very concerned about all of those medications she was taking. So I talked to my son, Mike, who's an MD, and I said, Mike, I'm worried about your grandma, all these medications she's taken. And I said, can you help me to decide what is good for her, some that she shouldn't be taking? And he said, sure, Dad. He said, send me a list and just a little note about what each one of them, what they're supposed to be helping her with. And he says, I'll review it. And then so we did. He reviewed it. And he said, Dad, there's definitely some duplicates here that we can eliminate. And I said, well, I want to talk to her doctor with you on the phone. I said, we could do a three-way. And then we can go over them and see what see if he agrees. And if he does, we'll eliminate some of them. So we got her cut down to less than half of what she was taking. And so that doctor, he was a little PO'd with me for doing that. You know, I was doubting his practical experience and his medical experience, he finally agreed. He said, okay, this is what you want. He says, that's what we'll do. Yeah, so we did. We cut her down, and it didn't have little or no impact on her health. So I'm glad I got involved in that with my mom, because she was at the point in her life that she didn't understand a lot of things real well. And she couldn't figure it out herself, so she needed help, and I helped her. And then my older brother, who was sort of a caregiver for her, he thanked me for doing that. He said, Bob, he said, I am so happy that you helped Mom and got her off of some of those medications that she really didn't need to be taking. See, but over a period of time and years, doctors will keep prescribing medications, but it seems like they never say, don't take the other ones you were taking. And mm-hmm. and so they end up over-prescribing. And I think that happens sometimes.
It does.
So anyway.
That happens to my grandma.
See, that's an area where I had to do a lot of research. That's why I talk about research when I'm working with people, because I'll say to them, look, I don't know everything. There's a lot I don't know.
Yeah.
And I said, your situation that you're dealing with, we'll do some research on it, and I'll talk to whoever I have to talk with. And if we need to, we'll get you to meet some professionals that specialize in that area. So I don't try to make it act like I know everything, because I don't, you know.
Yeah. That shows your professionalism too, because, you know,
yeah,
I don't know all the answers, but let me get the answers to you. You know, that's being honest to your client and your friend.
Right.
You know, why go in there half cocked when you don't know the answers, but you know where to find them?
And people will know that if you're bluffing an answer, they will know it. You know, they will be able to understand
yeah
it, and they will be able to that turns them off on us, you know. So we need to be honest, and we need to be sincere, and we need to show them that we're doing it with love, and those are very important in helping people.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it is.
So, Mary, you got anything else you want to add? We got about 5 minutes left here. Hello, Mary.
I'd like to add something.
Yeah, go ahead.
I'd like to add on that I do specialize in these situations with people in regards to financial wellness. So if anyone you guys come across who need help in that regard of education, I'm more than willing to call up and talk to them. So again, if you guys any information regarding what I do, I just reach out through my number. My best contact number is 559-396-0749. That's my contact number. And
got it.
Yeah.
Hey, Overton, repeat it one more time, please.
Okay. 559-396-0749.
We got it, Overton. Thank you very much for doing that, and thank you for giving us a heads up on that. You can help us if we need it in those areas. That's great.
You're very welcome. Yeah.
See,
you.
You're the kind of person that we're all looking for. You know, you're willing to help people and to help us to help people, and that's why I always tell people this is a team effort. It's not an individual effort. It's a team that's working together to help people. And there may be some areas or some skills that we don't have, but we know people that have those skills, and we can refer them to that person. And you're another good person. And thank you so very much for sharing that.
Mm-hmm.
No, I'd just like to thank you guys.
And I love
your time.
I've been to California a number of times, and I loved it out there. Just so much to do out there, and I've been in Sacramento, I've been in San Diego, I've been in San Francisco and Los Angeles, and a lot of different areas in California, different times in my lifetime. So. I wish you the best out there. And if there's anything, yeah, Overton, that we can help you with, you don't hesitate, yeah, to call me. I'll give you my number. It's 908-209-9202. And my name is Bob Oakley, like an Annie Oakley.
All righty, Bob. It's 908-209-9202.
Right. You got it. And I'm going to invite you all to come back on the show any day you want to. I would say tomorrow is really a great show to come on with Ron Clayton, and he's the president of the board of the Hope Collection, and Captain Len Kane, who's also has the Golden Rule Society that he's been doing for almost 50 years. Two great people to connect with and to listen to and to find out what they're involved with, like Len Kane's Kindness Club and Kindness Program. Just great. So I hope that anybody's listening will listen to them tomorrow or any day of the week. It's a good show. Mary has a good show, and Kurt has a good show, and Ron has a good show. And so we all share this. The number that anybody can call in on is 714-816-4686. That's 714-816-4686. 4686. And we broadcast the radio show 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, from 12 noon to 1 p.m. Eastern Time. And we have a Saturday morning call at 9 a.m. Eastern Time with the same telephone number, 714-816-4686. And you're all invited. We don't exclude anybody. And you can bring a friend. Hook them up on a three-way call, or if they're in your house, just add them onto the call. So we're happy to have you, and happy to talk to anybody that comes on. So that's about it for our show. I appreciate you all of your input, Mary and Overton and Kurt and Derek and all of you that have been on the show today. Thank you so much for all your help. And like an old friend of mine used to say, rock and roll, and get out there and share with people, because so many people need help, and it's getting worse with this inflation and high gas prices and all the regulations that have been putting in place. It's just getting worse and worse. And I also remind people, don't forget that in November there's an election, and it's going to be an interesting election on how it comes out. And I just ask people, if you're not registered, to get registered and get out and vote. And I'm not going to tell you how to vote, because that's your business. But I know how I'm going to vote, and I don't expect to vote the same way as I do, but that's because that's their decision. But it's important that we all get out and let it be known that we are interested in the election, and that we are interested in who's running in the offices. So that's very important. And if you can help out in any way, either helping at the polls or helping candidates, whatever you can do that also. That's very important, to help people. So you all have a great day, and God bless you all, and God bless America.
Hey, Bob, when you get a chance, do you want to give me a call today?
Yeah, I'll give you a call back.
Okay.
When I get something lined up. As soon as I'm going to try to get it lined up for today with John Tate. And
okay.
And then we'll talk some more. Okay?
Okay, sounds good.
All right, thanks, Mary. All right, bye-bye.
Yep, bye, guys.